Yeah, exactly. So we have Robin Whitney and Jared Briggs in studio with us. Jared, if you want to snug up to that microphone there with Robin. Jared, you are the founder and owner of Colt and King. Robin, you're a co-owner. This is a beauty products company right here in Park City that says pretty without the poison. Jared, you're with Lunatic Fringe, yeah?
Yeah, I've been a stylist with Lunatic for 17 years.
So tell us how you decided to start Colt and King.
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I think when I first started in the industry, a lot of people don't know this, but salons make most of their profit off of their retail. And retail goes into education and your space and your remodels. And when I started in the industry, there wasn't a lot of online sales. And over the past 17 years, I've seen a lot of our sales shift to, the big box stores and the online. And it's hard because it takes the money out of the local community, and it's not really good for the salon industry. So I basically got so frustrated that I just said, well, screw it. I'm just going to start my own line.
And Robin, you've told me there's three big things you're doing with Colt and King, and one of them plays into what you just said, Jared. This is to help local salons. You guys are focusing on the smaller business with this product. Is that right?
Oh, we totally are. I mean, we're not available on Amazon. You'll never see us in Sephora or Ulta Beauty. Those are the kinds of superstores. I mean, retail is controlled by just a few entities now. The beauty industry is controlled by seven conglomerates who pretty much call the shots as to what you can buy in stores as a wholesale price. So Colt and King is trying to be completely different than all those companies and do everything different, including supporting small business.
So what is your distribution model? What is your goal? I mean, in terms of how you will distribute to local salons, is it regional? Is it national? What is your business plan?
We currently are available in about 96 salons, barber shops, apothecaries, and lifestyle boutiques across the country. Very popular in San Francisco, Seattle, Nashville, Boulder, Colorado. Haven't really cracked the East Coast yet, but we are not at this point actively seeking salons to join what we're doing. They approach us.
That's interesting because in an era where so much marketing is done on the internet, yours is actually the opposite. So how are salons finding out about you?
They're finding out about us through social media. There are people in the salon industry who are increasingly worried about the toxins in the products and about being slathered in all of these poisons all day. And so there are people looking more and more for alternatives, and our products are all natural.
So let's talk about that. As someone who is reasonably ignorant about what goes into salon products, what are the poisons I should be worried about my family receiving at salons?
Wow, that's a good question. Especially, well, for everyone, but if we're just talking about the boys, like most of these ingredients unfortunately mimic estrogen. So it's like pumping yourself full of estrogen, which is not good for men, it's not good for women, it's not good for children, obviously. But the real, and sulfates aren't good, they're an irritant, but the real kind of dark secret with this stuff is the synthetic fragrance, which is tough because it's in everything, and it's made out of petrochemicals and has all these endocrine disruptors that mess with your body. And you have to think of your skin as like a second mouth. Like anything you put on your skin, good or bad, 60% of it goes into your bloodstream. And so I think right now there's like a disconnect between people try and eat healthy and organic and exercise, especially up here, right? But they don't think about lathering themselves with poison every morning. I think the average woman uses 515 different toxic chemicals on her body just getting ready. So you can extrapolate that as if you're a hairstylist and you have 10 guests a day. I mean, they're like the at highest risk. And I just think there's a moral obligation to, my guests have been coming in to me for decades, and the last thing I would ever want to do is put something on their body that would hurt them.
So what are we looking at here? You brought in some products. We'll have pictures of these on our website a little bit later. Jared, you developed these products. We have a tonic. We have a shave balm, it looks like. What do we have over there, Robin?
Hair powder.
Hair powder. So is that like dry shampoo?
It's like dry shampoo, but without all of the nasty things that are in dry shampoo.
Gotcha. So, Jared, if you don't mind, snug up to the microphone there and tell us what your thought process was. You developed all of these, didn't you?
With help from Robin and Jim. I mean, I could not do this myself.
Well, but the formulations are Jared's, and he tests them in his salon. We're not experts in hair care. We are all about the marketing and the business and the packaging.
Yeah, Robin and Jim Whitney with Whitney Advertising, right?
Right.
And so, no offense, but I never thought you guys were beauty product experts.
They became.
Well, we're becoming more and more experts all the time.
I mean, you look great. Don't take that the wrong way.
Thank you.
So, Jared, you had some help. Tell us about these products. So this shave balm, is that what this is that I'm holding?
This is balm, and I guess we're trying to be like botanical minimalism. So there's a lot of marketing that goes into products. And I started noticing in my salon, I would have to use 6, 7, 8 products for a service. And I just know when that guest goes home and uses those products, it's just so complicated. And so like this balm, people keep reaching out to us and letting us know all the things they're doing with it. But it really, I think it's about 20 to 25 things that it does.
Like what? What are they?
Well, first of all, it's like a hair cream. So no one likes their hair when it's clean. There's always that second day feel that you go for where it kind of tames down a little bit, and that'll do that instantaneously. But then it gets even more crazy because it's like the most amazing skincare you could ever use. There's no water in it. We don't use any water in our products. We start with aloe vera, organic aloe vera. But it has caffeine in it, so it's amazing for your skin, especially under your eyes. It's got two types of fruit acids that exfoliate your skin. You can put it anywhere on your body. If you were to go into a barbershop and get a shave, there's a 7-step process that no man on the planet ever uses, except when you go into a barbershop. And it's got, you know, the pre-shave oil and the exfoliant and the shave part and the aftershave and all that skincare, it's all included. So it's amazing to shave with, too. So it's like a little wild card.
And the packaging is elegant. I mean, it's just a lovely, lovely container. The other thing that's interesting, of course, is that when you turn it on the back and look at the ingredients, there's nothing that I don't understand. There are no strange words of 5 syllables where you have no idea what it is. These are all sort of understandable ingredients.
How much does this cost?
Retails for $40.
$40, and you can pick it up here. You do have a brick-and-mortar location in Park City, is that right?
Well, we do. We have our wholesale warehouse, and we don't really accept customers there, but you can buy it in Jared's salon, Lunatic Fringe. You know, the packaging is all meant to be reused. I mean, we're trying to entice people with how beautiful it is. Then they keep that jar, which is made of bamboo,
which
is what the balm is in. There's glass bottles that things are in. There's aluminum. Yeah. And everything has refills. So our goal is for people to keep these packages forever and refill them again and again. And we're trying to entice them to do that, not necessarily because they're planet-saving nuts, because we're trying to entice people to change their habits and making it beautiful. So it doesn't mean that good products have to look plain. Good products can be the most beautiful products on the shelf. And we're trying to do so many things. You know, we are no poison on people, save the planet, you know, and throw away culture. We are FSC certified, so that we're actually producing things with FSC certified woods.
That's Forest Service Certified.
Steward Certified.
Forest Steward Certified.
Yes.
Got
and
it.
And
you have a brush that you said is a forever brush.
We do. Yeah. We have a forever brush, which is, I think we have a sample of all of our, we make tools as well. The idea being, you know, keep it forever. Don't dump things in a landfill that'll be there for 1,000 years.
Wow. This brush is gorgeous. Boar bristle and nylon. Wow. Do you see that, Roger?
Yes.
That's gorgeous.
It's
we'll have a picture of that.
Built from the ground up by Jared, and we currently have one of the hottest hair razors in the world used by professional stylists. The thing that we're doing for small business that is really unusual is that for all of our wholesale accounts, we too many companies, like Jared was talking about, all the sales are online. You find it in the salon, then you start buying it on Amazon, and the salon's cut out of the equation, and that's how small businesses make their money. So we decided from the beginning to share all of our online retail profits with our small business dealers. And when you go to our website, you can pick your who referred you, the company that referred you, and we give them a very generous rebate against products so that they can thrive and survive. Because that's all the things we're trying to do to save the planet and small business and people's health.
Robin, I love what you said when we talked last week about what do you do in a salon? You talk.
Right.
And, you know, you're sitting there chattering away and you start talking about these products. Jared, so have you been optimistic about how word is spreading about Colt & King?
Well, when we first got into it, I'll be honest, I kept talking to people and I would almost see their eyes glaze over. And I'm just like, does anyone care about this stuff or is it just me? Like, I can't be the only salon owner in America that cares that I introduce everyone to all these products and they just buy it off Amazon. And then we started to find our people, and it's like yoga moms and label readers and people who are into like the conscientious capitalism thing, and they want to support a brand that supports the good in the world. And we're not just about making money. And so we're definitely like getting our stride. And I think last week we signed up 11 accounts.
Congratulations.
So I think we just have been a little bit ahead of our time. When you look at organics and these non-toxic products, they're growing about 500% faster than regular cosmetics. So I think it happened in food where it became farm to table, and now it's going to be farm to bottle. And I think people are going to start to be like, why is this in my hair product? You know, why is triclosan in my toothpaste, which messes with my microbiome, and, you know, antibiotic soap is everywhere and it's causing all these problems. I mean, we're just not doing, it just doesn't make sense. And I think people are figuring that out.
Robin, we have just one more minute. What else do you want people to know about Colt & King?
There's so much to know. I guess the key to what we're trying to do, our tagline is really transform your thinking, cause the possibilities. It's really about more than just hair. It's about the need for people to change their habits and change their thinking. And with our beautiful packaging and our incredible smelling products that work so great, we're trying to entice them into this change and make it fun.
And before we leave, since Jared, this is the only local outlet that we can find these products, tell us what the name of your shop is and where it's located.
Yeah, it's Lunatic Fringe, Park City. It's on 4343 North Highway 224. It's right above Trout Bomb in the Decker building.
And the website is coltandking.com, all spelled out coltandking.com. Robin Whitney, Jared Briggs with Colt & King. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.